this part. Singing and praise and worship is easy. Because you get the mic and you sing, and when the music stops, you can stop. But here, all eyes are on me. But I'm so grateful that God has chosen this day, this time, and this hour to call me.
Hallelujah.
To put me in this place.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I'm so grateful that you all have decided to come tonight to hear what God has to say.
Hallelujah.
So I just want to say a quick prayer. Father, in the name of your son Jesus, truly we are grateful, God, that your presence is in this place tonight, God. We thank you, God, that we will put our flesh, God, in this place, God. And let your spirit rise, God, so that we hear what you have to say to us tonight, God. Amen.
Amen.
I also want to thank Pastor Brockington for having me here tonight. This particular word, I think it just kind of takes us to a different turn. Because now here Jesus remembers his mother, the woman whose heartbeat he heard when he was in that womb. The flesh woman who decided to let God use her to bring forth our Messiah King. But he remembered her. He remembered her. And I remember I had this word last year, and the point of view from it last year was about how Jesus was flogged and he was whipped and his flesh was torn, and talked about how he was beaten so badly that he was unrecognizable, and how even he couldn't carry the cross because he was beaten so badly that somebody else had to carry it for him. And just how, could you imagine that cross with those thorns in it? It described that it was sometimes 9 inches long in his head. Could you just imagine with me for just one moment that his eyes were probably so puffed that he couldn't even see the blood dripping down. But yet he remembered his mother, who had been there from the beginning. And now here at the end, she's still there. Because so many others have forsaken him. They decided to run and hide. I'm not getting beat up. They ain't going to be whooping up on me. They crucifying folks. I'm out of range. You know, we say a lot as Christians, I'm with you, Jesus. Something happened.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, it's like, wait, I don't know now. But it's real because this woman at the bottom of that cross, so here we see it from the I'm going to call it the bottom up. She sees her son on that cross, hanging there. I'm sure she was just, her eyes were probably puffed up from crying. But you know, she knew it was coming. But she didn't know the magnitude of it. From the emotional place that she would find herself in, seeing her son on that cross. And as a mother of a son, I couldn't imagine it. I might have been like, no, take me. But it was not her job. It was Jesus' purpose to come and die for us. She knew it was coming. She knew it. But the beauty of this scripture, and I didn't even read it yet because we heard it. We know it. The beauty of this scripture was that he remembered his mother. But he didn't call her mother. He said, woman. Woman. And I read something historically. He said woman because the relationship that he had with her from the beginning was now about to change. This is not my mother now. She is also a soul that I will die for this day. So that she too can have a right to the tree of life. She's not his mother anymore. She is a woman. Whose relationship now changes because of the position that he is in, not her, but that he is in on that cross, dying, shedding blood, fulfilling his purpose on this earth. And in him remembering her, he set his house in order.
Yes.
He looks at the disciple and say, says to her, woman, woman, behold your son. Man, behold your mother. Because that relationship now has changed. And what I want to leave with you tonight is this. Men, sons, husbands, grandsons, it is your responsibility to care for your women. That's something I always tell my son. Take care of your women. Jesus gave a prime example on that cross when he said, woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. So people of God, we must set our houses in order as the example that Jesus gave before he died. Amen.
Amen.